The Fed pivot trade got another boost on Thursday, this after U.S. CPI declined further in December. Traders are now fully embracing a 2023 Fed policy turnaround, despite still higher core services inflation reads and strong employment numbers. The futures market now sees two 25 basis point rate hikes in the first half before a reversal in the second half of the year, with rates then projected to close out 2023 below 4.5%. Meanwhile, the market has also been feeling better about the China reopening trade and upwardly revised outlook for the Eurozone economy, which is now, by many accounts, seen avoiding recession. And so stocks are higher and currencies are higher against the buck, with investors' appetite looking quite robust and emerging markets also on fire. But overall, we remain skeptical with all of this optimism and feel things could easily turn south again at any moment. It's important to remember that the trend of rising inflation is still a thing. And even though we did see inflation trend lower today as per the CPI reading, the data came in as expected rather than below forecast like we had been seeing in recent prints. This could warn of inflation getting ready to turn back up again. And if that happens, risk markets are likely to reconsider their bullish stance. For now, however, things have been looking up, and we wonder if the positive momentum will keep up into the weekly close. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from UK GDP industrial production, construction output and trade, Eurozone trade and industrial production, US import and export prices, and Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.